Good morning, friends, and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim. It's a brand new day, and I'm happy to be sharing on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. God is good. I would like to speak on 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 this morning. I am not going to read the whole context, but I'm also, I believe, not taking this verse out of context. So the verse reads like this: Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. If you're reading the King James, and I think some other translations as well, the word Spirit is not capitalized, and I believe that's correct. It shouldn't be. This is not talking about the Holy Spirit in this verse. What it is the, if we are operating according to the spirit of something, then we are understanding the true meaning of it. Lawyers will use this term. They will, let's say there were two opposing lawyers. One was fighting a case and one was opposing it. And the one that was, I'm sorry, I'm saying one was fighting, one was opposing. That's the same thing. One's fighting it and one is supporting it, whatever they're working with. And let's say the supporting lawyer would say something and it would be maybe a little surprising what he's saying, and then the other one would accuse him of going by the spirit, or going by the letter rather than the spirit. I don't know if I'm making it clear here, but what I'm just saying is lawyers use this a lot. If you go by the letter of a law, you can be obeying the law while at the same time not actually doing it in the way that the law is intended to be used. And sometimes you can be obeying the spirit of a law while not actually obeying the letter of it. I don't have any real good examples here. Just trying to think up of what might be an example. Okay, let's take a stop sign, for example. You have a stop sign at the end of a road, and you're driving along, and let's say you come to a stop, and you didn't stop 100%. You came down to what everybody would consider a stop, but in reality, you were still moving just a tiny little bit, and then you left again. You could easily see nothing was coming. You weren't running the stop sign. You didn't do what they would call a rolling stop. If you were looking at it from a distance away, it would have appeared like you stopped altogether. So, did you stop according to the letter of the law? No, you didn't. You didn't completely stop. Did you stop according to the spirit of the law? Yes, you did. You didn't run the stop sign. You didn't just keep flying right through. You didn't even keep coasting through at a slow pace. You literally stopped all but completely. And this is very common. People do it all the time. And the policeman won't stop you for doing this, for coming down to the next to a little stop. So you're obeying the spirit of the law. Okay. And that's what this is talking about. We are supposed to be able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, not just going in there and picking out verses and making them super literal if they're not meant to be taken that way, but of the spirit of the law, the spirit of the New Testament, looking into what it's actually saying, what it was actually meant to be taken as. In John chapter 6, Jesus said, except that we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we can have no part of him. Now that is a verse that, or a teaching that definitely we have to take in spirit. We cannot take that according to the letter. We can't do it literally in a physical sense. So we have to take it according to the spirit of it. And there are many examples like that. We must be ministers of the New Testament according to the Spirit. Let me give you an illustration of what it means to operate according to the letter or according to the Spirit. Let's suppose we're putting a puzzle together. The big puzzle, lots of pieces, might be a 1,000-piece puzzle. And it has a very pretty picture on the box, and you know that put this puzzle together correctly, it's going to look like that picture. And here we go. We start putting the border together. It's, you know, it's pretty easy. We keep moving along. It's pretty easy to pick out the border and at least get that. But as you move along, you kind of have the easy part done. You know, the borders and the more vibrant colors and where it's more definitive. You have that done, and it's coming down to where there's a lot of pieces that you're just not sure where they belong. You're struggling knowing how to keep going here. And then you find some. Then you find a piece that, you know, it fits in. It doesn't fit in perfectly. The color's off a little bit, but you push it. And it goes. Good, you got another piece in, right? Keep going like that. Some pieces fit perfectly, the color's right, the shape's right. And then you come across another one that, again, you can put it in, it fits just okay. And the color, yeah, it's supposed to be blue, and this is blue, and yeah, it's not perfect, but it's okay, it works. And after a while, you get more careless, and you find another piece that fits in very nicely, but the color is just off. By this time, you don't really care. At least you're making progress. You keep going. You find that less and less seem to fit where... You're just not making much progress unless you keep doing this, you know, cheating a little bit, and that's what you end up doing. So after a while, you have a bunch of pieces that just won't go anywhere. You can't finish the puzzle. They just won't fit anywhere. You've messed up. You've cheated too many times. You've gone by the letter, whether it fits, whether each individual piece fit where you wanted it to fit. You've gone by the letter too many times. You haven't gone by the spirit. You haven't considered whether it perfectly fits or whether the color is just right. And now you have a bunch of leftover pieces that won't go anywhere. The puzzle's a mess. It doesn't look right. It's not completed. There's pieces that are where they don't belong. It just doesn't work. It can be this way with the scriptures, my friends. If we read the scriptures and we misapply verses, misinterpret verses, take them by the letter rather than by the spirit, the more we do that, the more other verses we have that we can't fit anywhere. And the worse the picture looks, the worse the whole overall picture of our life looks. There's a lot of similarity there. So let's be, by God's grace, able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, it says, but the Spirit giveth life. Praise the Lord.